We are joined by Winthrop head coach John Cadigan. John, welcome. Thanks for joining us again.
Thanks for having me, Bill. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, it's been a long time since we've talked, that is for sure. So the 2022 season is here. You guys, you know, have St. Mary's coming up this Friday night, which will be a very tough opponent. But I guess for us, John, give us an update on the team and where do you think you are after the first week of the season?
So just a quick update on the team. We have we only have three seniors on this year's roster. So I wouldn't say it's a rebuilding year, but we have a lot of young guys that are stepping up and need to step up in order for us to be successful this year.
All right. What do you have for returning players on the team?
So our quarterback is back for the second year, Robert Noonan. He's a quarterback, an inside linebacker. We have a returning lineman in Ryan Harris, who plays tackle for us on both sides of the ball. We also have a tight end linebacker, Evan Rockefeller, who's also a junior. He's back. And that's our fullback, Welvis Acosta. He's a fullback and a outside linebacker for us. So those are really our returning guys from last year.
Well, you step back out on the field this week after your first weekend, and what do you have to teach this week in practice to get ready for St. Mary's?
I mean, it's really. It's like any week, you know, each week is its own new entity. But I think each week, you know, we offensively, as far as, you know, what we're trying to get accomplished, it's execution. You know, last week against Stoneham, we had a chance in the fourth quarter to tie the game. Actually had a touchdown call back and then ended up fumbling on the 5-yard line with a chance to go in and tie the game. So it's more or less, when we have those opportunities in front of us, really to kind of buckle down and execute what we're trying to do offensively. I think defensively this week, you know, St. Mary's has got some skill guys that, quite frankly, we don't see this level of skill guys. You know, you certainly don't see it every week. They're very talented at the skill position. So it's more or less getting our guys to understand where certain players are all the time, you know, and identifying that.
That's a quickness factor you're referring to, I assume, off of St. Mary's?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, David Brown Jr. and Derek Kalangis, those two guys have been really putting on a show the last couple of years in their league and in Division VI, which is also our division. So we've always kind of had them on our, you know, our radar, and obviously now this year we're playing them, so, you know, we'll see what we have this week.
Well, John, is there anything else to share with us about Winthrop football here in 2022 that maybe I didn't ask you about that you think is important?
You know, we're obviously excited. We're disappointed with our week one, the outcome. You know, I think this year, you look at our schedule, we played probably one of the toughest schedules in Division VI. You know, opening up with Stoneham and then, you know, St. Mary's right after that. They were the 1 and the 2 seed last year. And then next week we have Medway, who was also playoff qualifier in Division VI. And then, you know, after that we get Danvers, who's always tough. So our non-league schedule is one of the toughest around, especially in Division VI. And, you know, we're the same old Winthrop team. We don't have a whole lot of guys. Our guys go 2 ways, 3 ways, 4 ways, 5 ways. but I'd like to think that we're always prepared and you know, we're tough when we get there, you know.
Yeah, you've done a great job with the program, John. And I know that, you know, it's funny. I was thinking this week we were talking to somebody about, you know, Division I programs having a hard time scheduling opponents that will match them, you know, that they really get a benefit out of playing. They obviously have great games from time to time, but you can't always schedule great teams all the time. And yet on the other end of the divisional spectrum, if you will, down at 6 with you guys, it's hard. You know, you're playing up all the time, basically, it's probably, you know.
Yeah, you know, I think with how, and you really have to be smart nowadays as a head coach in finding games, especially out of league, because of how the playoff system works. And, you know, I think last year we were 4-4 going into the playoffs, but we had a home playoff game. And I think that's, you know, a testament to the schedule that we play and the conference that we play, and to your point of kind of always playing up, you know. I mean, we're always really punching up. So we're used to it, I guess. But, yeah, you really have to think about it nowadays when you're scheduling your games for playoff purposes is, you know, what division.
So let me just do a follow-up question with you on that. So here you play Stoneham and you lose. You got St. Mary's. Now what? Now people will say, "Well, how does that hurt you or help you come?" Well, St. Mary's in the same division, but let's say a Stoneham. How does that help or hurt? You know, moving forward, if you get L's.
So it's basically it's and I'm not a math guy, and I know I got some math guys on my staff, but it kind of goes into a big formula. Basically, from my point of view and our perspective is we're going to be pulling for Stoneham the rest of the year. Like, we want Stoneham to go 10-0 because that'll only help our rating. And really the same thing with St. Mary's. Win or lose this week, you know, after we're done playing them, we hope they go and they go undefeated afterwards, you know, and that kind of bumps up your strength of schedule. Then after that, you know, when you play your league, and most of the teams in our league are a division above us, so you get points for that. But ultimately it comes down to if we're good enough and we win the games that we're supposed to win, you know, with the schedule that we play, we should be sitting pretty good playoff time.
Gotcha. That makes a lot of sense. So when you meet on the field after the game and you wish your opposing coach good luck the rest of the way, you're not kidding, you know, right?
No, that, you know, normally back in the day, yeah, you weren't really 100% behind that, but now you are 100% behind that. It's only going to help you if they're successful the rest of the way. So.
All right, John, great talking with you. Thanks so much for your time, and hopefully we can talk again very soon.
I appreciate it, Bill. I'm glad you're back, by the way. And, you know, it's always fun talking to you guys. I thank you for the support, and thank you for the coverage for high school football and high school sports in general. So thank you very much.
Always glad to do a shout-out to Winthrop. Love it. Love you guys. So take care.
Yeah, absolutely.
John Cadigan, head football coach at Winthrop High School here on MSONewsSports.com.